ist, weil sie hatten einen Fleischstoff.
I said, what holy places are there? He said, Madhvacharya lived here, Shankaracharya lived here, Shankaracharya.
Aprakrita. Aprakrita. Vrindavan. Even they don't try to know what is Vrindavan. They don't read Srimad Bhagavatam, Goswami Grantha, the books of our Goswami. Raghunath Das Goswami has told that even I be in Visay, in Vrindavan, I want to take the remnants of disease, always quarreling, always talking something else, but yet I want to be in Vrindavan, Radha Kunda. I don't want to go in any place where Kirtan is doing everything that going on. Because he knows he has realization of Vrindavan and Radha Kunda.
I was thinking if I go there, I will not get the association of Narayan Maharaj. What good is that? To sit by a waterfall and be very peaceful. Take nice rest.
Rupa Goswami are best thing to have Krishna Prema, Gaur Prema. But I think the books of Raghunath Das Goswami can make inter us two Rupa Goswami books. Without Raghunath Das Goswami, we cannot directly fly to Rupa Goswami. I think if we will have to understand Raghunath Das Goswami, we should go to Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Without reading his books, we cannot be qualified to know all the facts and to realize what Raghunath Das Goswami has taught. And again, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is more and more nearer to us. He has told the ways how to understand Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. And then, in order, we can go to Rupa Goswami and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Otherwise, we will be Sahajiya and others. To know directly Rupa Goswami. What Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was doing in that cave, and Gambhira, we cannot know if we cannot read or know the modes of Rupa Goswami. Nothing more has been written, the modes of Swarup Damodar, Raya Ramananda, and about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They have written their experiences. Only something is written in Chaitanya Charitamrita about Raya Ramananda and Mahaprabhu. Something. But why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to become like so, feeling so separation and exhibiting and what were the, his ideas. We cannot think
It seems that Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami put everything in Chaitanya Charitamrita.
I try to explain, but we cannot understand it, that on the platform on which he is standing and thinking, our platform is so
low. স্বরূপ দামোদর সম্বন্ধে মহাপ্রভু সঙ্গে আল্লাহের কোনো কি লিখেন না কেন চৈতন্য চৈতন্য
বুঝবে না লিখেন কতটুকু তার ঐশ্বর্যী ভাব ওইটা দিলে
There's also that Bhaktivinoda Thakur was writing almost for a different time also than now. In Bhaktivinoda Thakur's time, the people seem to have been so much more pious. And so Bhaktivinoda Thakur could write more directly about Ragmog and also receiving Siddhadeya from Guru. But it seems more the writings of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and Ama Prabhupada and the whole Gaudiya Math, they seem to stress the preaching and duty and Vaidhi.
For preaching only Vaidhi Bhakti can be given. And for doing oneself, he can practice Paragana to practice. Because this is not a fact of mass. On a platform we cannot, we should not do all these things. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Swarup Damodar, Raya Ramananda, can only do it. পারা হতো কোথায় যাওয়া হবে, এখান তো যাওয়াই যাবে না।
If we say, I don't know anything, just practice Vaidhi Bhakti, they will not be satisfied. So, it's not just for personal benefit, but to be able to be, preach, you must get more and more knowledge.
I take class of Srimad Bhagavatam. Arrange all other Dharasanam sannyasi. Sannyasi means, but they want to, they prefer my lecture more than me. Get interest and new things. So they like to hear me. They only tell about Vaidhi Bhakti. Wherever I see even on Vaidhi Bhakti, but conclusion will be my dear Indra Gandhi of Gopi. heart of Braj Bhakti. So all preferred media. But my lecture for those who have some advance.
Also,
because you mentioned this morning,
Ajamil,
he told me,
I was seeing something of Ajamil, but because I have tested this so many years before, I have not seen in about 10 years this person. Only Brihad Bhagavatamrita or 10th canto or anything. But at once he told me there, and he also asked.
It's a very practical thing. And even you were saying that when you read, you become in samadhi, but chanting is more difficult to control the mind. So what to speak of us?
So I asked the question that we are chanting for so many years, and it should improve and increase.
Yeah.
One of the reasons why we are not so much able to perform is we are absorbed in so many other services. Like we are accomplishing many things in other fields, but chanting is not improving.
Yeah.
So is it sometimes you think that all services are same? So is it the same or is there any difference? Like you're doing building a temple for Krishna, going like making life members or distributing books. So Maharaj explained there are three kinds of bhakti. One is Swarup Siddha, and that is the real devotional service, you know, that comes through the chanting and hearing.
Annabhilashitasun.
Anyabhilashitasun, know the desire. And there is Arup Siddha, means it looks, we call it bhakti, but it's like we are putting, we are imposing the nomenclature bhakti on that activity. And the other is Sangha Siddha. Sangha means association, that comes from association. So sometimes the other thing, like sweeping the floors for Krishna or sweeping the toilets for Krishna and his devotees and cooking and all these other things, they are very nice. Ultimate object is that because I'm doing for Vaishnavas, by their mercy I'll develop love for chanting of the holy name. Similarly, Sangha Siddha is also, you may be attracted to the other good virtues in a man. Truthful, honest. Somebody is an honest man, he thinks that, oh, this honesty is part of my bhakti, or truthfulness is part of my bhakti, or straightforwardness is part of my bhakti. So, along with bhakti, there are these other virtues. But actually, that's not part of bhakti. It is part of bhakti, but it's not part of the actual spiritual advancement. And through all of it, one must come to the Swarup Siddha platform. That is the real devotion. Others are not accepted as pure devotion.
I think I would ask a question that the other duties that we're doing, they're all connected to prachar, preaching, and our spiritual master's mission. So I think that we tend to minimize the the chanting, because we start to think it must not be that important, because the preaching has to be done, and it's so demanding, so you can't just stop preaching and only chant. But somehow some sense of attitude comes towards the japa that it's not that important. More important is to go or preach or to do something else.
ऐसी भावना हो जाती है कि प्रचार ही सर्वश्रेष्ठ है. तो जब भी करना चाहिए, लेकिन मैं तो उस स्थिति को पहुंचा नहीं हूँ. मेरे जब से क्या फायदा था, वह ही नाम केवल का ही था.
And then we even think that even my spiritual master, he also, because he's given me so much work to do, he also must think the japa is not that important. We have to chant 16 rounds, but why is he giving us so much else to do?
Guruji ne bhi kaha hai, ya prachar karo, ye karo. So Guruji bhi samajhte hai ki main bhi japa ka adhikari nahi hu. Isliye jab itna mahatvapurna nahi hai, pehle main ye prachar ka kaarya hi karta raha. Is tarah se jab ke prati thodi अश्रद्धा तो नहीं, अपराध भी नहीं, लेकिन थोड़ा ये हो जाता है कि इतना जरूरी नहीं, इतना महत्वपूर्ण नहीं. और दूसरी सेवा में फिर मनोरथ रहता है.
But actually we know in our heart that it is important.
लेकिन हमारे हृदय में जानते हैं कि इसके बिना आगे बढ़ेंगे नहीं, इसलिए हमारा संतोष होते नहीं.
At that time we should see Rupa Goswami, Sada Goswami. Your Gurudev used to sing daily with very affection and love. Sankhya Purvaka Nama Gannati Ki Kala Avasani. Unka Tha I Shut Up. With so loving affection he used to do. Sing this kirtan. संख्यापूर्वक नाम गान्नति भी कालावसानी निद्रा हार विहार कादि विहितौ स्यातंत दीनौ चितौ. राधा कृष्ण गुणस्मते मधुरिमां देन सम्मोहितौ वंदे रूप सनातन रविजुगौ. आल्वेज संख्यापूर्वक नाम गान्नति. Always Dandvat Pranati. Tu Dham, Tu Vaishnamas, Tu Lalita Visakha, Srimati Radhika Krishna. Always. And Sankhya Purvaka Nam Gan Natiri, Kala Avasani, Nidra Har Vihara Kadi Vijitau. Nidra. Har Viha, Ahar Viha, Vijitau. If anyone comes to Rupa Sanatan and in Deva chanting and writing anything, did they say that, oh, yes, you should come and you will take Mahaprasadam with me? Who was cooker there? What was there to cook? Nothing was to cook. No milk, no rice. He'll tell that you should live today with me. But no room. He was himself living in shade of tree. Nothing to give quilt and any saw or anything. So he will not tell all these things. And he will tell that you should go. Because he has no time. Why? Because he is engaged himself in the seva of lotus feet of Srimati Radhika. He is not knowing that anyone is in Maya, because they are Uttam Mahabhagavat. So what they see? No Bhattaji. But to think like this, that he is Maya Bhatta, I should do something, is Madhyamadhikar.
जा करो तीसरा मध्यम क्या है
प्रेम
मैत्री कृपा अपेक्षा जह करो ती सब he is bound to think like this and if any uttam mahabhagavat like narad is there sometimes as daksha putra came to them he can at that time by mercy as madhyam adhikari he can do so we should think our guru that he is uttam mahabhagavat but ye to engage all who have come to me gradually they have divided all these things Sarup Damodar Maharaj was telling that he is going to manage a meeting of scientists in Paris and it will be as a, like a seminar that point will be still that whether any should do suicide or not and it is the right or not. Doctor should give medicine so that he at once may die if he, they want whether it is right or not if his efforts are done for all managing all these things and for life and life he will do like this what will be the result of this scientists are not Vaishnav and by their association what will come in fruit and what will be of him so these are arop siddha bhakti If Guruji sees that he has some tendency for this and he can work and he can give these scientists a faith in name or bhakti, that is good. His efforts will be fruitful and they will be somehow benefited. So, your Prabhupada was so powerful and so buddhiman. That he tried to give some job to the person who has like these qualities. So he divided all this. He cannot tell you that you should do this. I know.
We're too stubborn.
So those who are have some qualities of this world,
yeah.
Their qualities should be engaged in.
He wouldn't tell you to do this kind of thing, because he knows that you have
attraction
for the holy name.
He will let you. Because you have no taste. So those who have taste and qualities like this, they should take Harinama also and do this also, because by this doing, they will be benefited. So, the Guru has so many things to do. He will give mercy to a very child in this way, and who is Kanishta Adhikari, who is Madhyam Adhikari, who is Madhyam Adhikari, he is Madhyam Uttam, and if there is Uttam, he will have to protect all. So he will give and he will engage like their qualities so that they may be go up and up and up. This is karma paddhati. But in last we'll have to come in Swarup Siddha paddhati. Ajamil has so many things, but he has done one name, Vishnu Chakravarti telling. In the beginning, when Ajamil ill some child and aged son, he kept name Narayan. At the time of keeping this name, Namabhas came. And in that name, Bhut Pap, Bhavishyat Pap, and Vartaman Pap all went away, washed away. Understanding?
Childhood time.
जिस समय बच्चा उसको पैदा हुआ उस समय में जो पहला जो नामकरण किया बट ये जैसे रस्सी जल जाने के बाद भी उसका ऐठन दिखाई पड़ता है किंतु छू देने से बस झज्जर हो जाएगा जब तक न छुओ तब तक रस्सी ही मालूम होगी उसी तरह से दूसरे लोगों को या उसको भी प्रतीति हो रही थी कि हमने ये बुरे कर्म किए हैं और ये हमारा बुरा कर्म है वो समझ रहा था उसको मालूम नहीं पड़ता दूसरे कहते थे कि ये पापी है किंतु भगवान का नाम इतना बड़ा भारी तेज होता है जो श्रद्धा की अपेक्षा नहीं करता दीक्षा पुरुषचर्या और ये सब की कुछ भी नहीं वस्तु का तो एक शक्ति है जैसे हाथ आप बिना जाने हुए आग में रखेंगे तो जलाएगा ही उसी प्रकार से भगवान का नाम में तो कुछ शक्ति है वो तो साथ ही साथ जला करके खा इसलिए पहले नाम में नमाभास हुआ और उसको जला दिया
विश्वनाथ
चबर से टेलिंग लाइक दिस
things are all burned, but it appears that he was still sinful. Mm-hmm. And he himself did not even know that his sins are destroyed. Mm-hmm. So, the sins are destroyed, it appears that his sins are not destroyed, because the Holy Name is so powerful that it does not require even faith in the Holy Name.
Even
the faith is not required.
But after he got Namabhas, by giving his child that name, after that he still committed new sinful activities?
It seems that apichesu duracharo bhajate mama nandabhag sadhu reva samman sabda sammag devu kshipram bhavati dharmatma Hawaii kshipram bhavati dharmatma everything has been burned only shape is there
so
the uttam bhagavatar madhyam adhikari see that no power at all but another person who is not qualified they will see that he is doing papa and mahapapi but he is no papa at all jaise kabhi aisa kya chala gaya
no ordinary person will think he's committing papa but not really
जैसे जैसे अभी आया 20 दांत सांप का उखाड़ दो तोड़ दो और वो सांप ऐसे काटता है आपको ऐसा करेगा जन्म के अभ्यास से वो करेगा जरूर किंतु उसके हजार करने से भी उसमें कुछ नहीं होगा क्योंकि वो 20 दांत है वो एक्शन कर रहा है किंतु उस एक्शन में 20 नहीं है ठीक उसी तरह से वो ऐसे ऐसे कर रहा था तो विषयों को भोगने जा रहा बेचा के भी पास जा रहा है किंतु उसका सब जला हुआ है किंतु ये चीज देखेगा कौन ऐसा महापुरुष होगा वो देखेगा
because the symptom is this, that
Jamduts, they are also called qualified. Parties, dharma parties, adharma parties, satya parties, non-satya, they all used to know.
Yeah.
And they used to bring all the papis and not to
pious
people. But they could not see that by taking this Narayan name, his efforts and everything has been gone. We should not ought to go and should not take his Atma too. But Vishnu Dutsa, they were qualified, but yet not so qualified. They may be Madhyam Adhikari, but they are Uttam Adhikari. Say they knew that, oh, both Bhavishyat, Vartaman, every path has been.
विष्णु
विचार शक्ति उनमें है वो ऐसा ही समझ लो मध्यम अधिकारी के अभी निकट पहुंच रहे हैं विचार शक्ति आई है ना
could not see that this man even if he chants Narayana's name, what is it? It's a sinful man. And the lower devotee will think like that. But the higher devotee will think that he has chanted the whole name of Narayana, all sins are destroyed.
But what about in the 10 Namaparad?
But Vishwanath Yoga is telling
you. Namaparad, yes, he is Baba Buddhi.
But if there is Namaparad, then it is very dark. It will not. So we see in Ajamil case that no Namaparad, not Vaishnava Parad, not even Seva Parad, he has done anything. So Dhamabhas gave proof and he was sinless person. But if anyone doing knowing all these facts and do sin, and he will do Namaparad, Vaishnava Parad, Seva Parad, especially Namaparad, then Namaparad is more and more effectful than Pap. So it is very dangerous.
Sometimes the devotees in ISKCON, they hear this and they say, oh, Ajamil, he sounds more fortunate than we, because we have the Namaparad, we know what is sin.
But
he did not know.
Is,
does that mean Ajamil is
in
better position than we?
But I think that a man who does not know that what is Vishnu, what is Krishna, what is Bhakti, what is Vaishnava, they cannot do any of that. Like you all as Western devotees, before meeting your Prabhupada. Nothing. So I think that no, that aparad, namaparad. But when you come in the touch of Srila Prabhupada and knew all facts, and then you should do namaparad, then it is very hard. Otherwise, only namaparad will do everything. But he will not go to Vaikuntha. If there is no Namabhas, no Subhanam, then less and less Namabhas will not lead him to Vaikuntha. And at that time, if his Namabhas is done, every path was done, then Krishna will decide what kind of Vaishnava should be sent to him for association. So he sent Vishnu Dut to Ajami, according to his qualification. No Braja Bhakta, no Ram Bhakta, nothing can. They do not can. Only four arms they can. And they told the Nam Mahatma and everything. Ajamil cannot go to Braja. Because his association was not like so, he had not done anything to it. He went to Haridwar, that Moksha Dwar. If any Brajbhav was there and association of Brajbhakti, or Brajbhakta, if it was, then he should come to Vrindavan. Krishna has managed to send him to Vrindavan. And Rasik Vaishnava. and he will have the association of Rasik Bhakta. Then Prajbhava will come and gradually he will go down.
So he did not have that original seed of...
Whether it was or not.
Yeah.
But he was going in like manner, like a Gop Kumar went. Gradually. And he has did not act or he has not done Brajabhakti. No association of Brajabhakti. Not even touching.
So Ajanya's good fortune only started after he followed the instruction of Vishnu Dutta.
Then he went to Haridwar and he began to serve in a devalaya and always kirtan, smaran, bhagavat path or anything he used to hear, and after completing some years he got bhav in him, mood of bhav, shuddha sattva came, then he was doing all these things. After that everything, a smell of avidya and all went away.
Sri Ram, rider of the inspector rider of the river.
What are you guys telling?
Just now?
Huh?
About Ajamiya? You just told. I should repeat what you said.
No, what you questioned and I was telling.
The original question.
His
good fortune started after going to Haridwar.
Yeah,
by Shravan, by Smaran, by Shilalai.
Then Surya Sattva descended.
Then Bhav came.
Yes.
Shuddha Sattva came. And after that, Bhav Bhakti he was doing.
Right.
Satan Bhakti went away. And Bhav Bhakti came. And then Vastu Sarup Siddhi came. At the time of Sarup Siddhi, again they came.
As a system.
Yes.
Sarup Siddhi living in body, practicing Bhav Bhakti. And when it ended and Bhav came, then at once they came, four-handed. And they told him that you should come with us in Biman. Then he left his body, left his sukshasari, and Vastu Siddhi was turned into, Sub-Siddhi turned into Vastu Siddhi, and he became also four-handed, and he became Parsar, and with them they. What he said? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, Kirup Nai Laile Ram Prem Upajar. Have you heard this prayer?
I heard it, but I don't remember the Bengali.
From where it has been given?
Just in there.
Then Rai Ramanand replied anything. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has explained so much things, but now in a minute I was seeing, but at once he came and asked. I told that I will tell you afterward, but he insisted that we should come and tell. So I could not say all these things. His commentary.
पूज्यपाद श्री सत्स्वरूप महाराज हैज टोल्ड समथिंग एंड आई थिंक दैट Yes. Second truth. When he ordered me that you should serve in my samadhi, why he ordered me, I don't know. But I think that he knew what is samadhi and what in samadhi time should be done. Samadhi means samadhi, that is Sanskrit word. Samadhi means in what position, in what mood his Aradhya Dev is. He wants to go in the same level, that is called samadhi. His Aradhya Dev was Srimati Radhika. He has told Krishna Balram, Jagannath, Devan, and Krishna. But I have taken from his all wordings, books, persons, and determined in that he is Aradhya Deva, Srimati Radhika. And Krishna was beloved of Srimati Radhika. So he wanted to go in samadhi, in samadhi of Srimati Radhika. How Srimati Radhika wants to serve Krishna in so many various ways. He wanted at the last time that he should go on that mood and that place. How he can do? He wanted my service at that time. As Rup Manjari, Sastra Srimati Radhika, when Radhika wants to meet Krishna, how? If the night is dark, they get black cloth and several sadhus. He ties his nukur belt so that they may not go down. Because Rukmanjari can give Uddipana
stimulate
Srimati Radhika Bhav. How? At that time Rukmanjari give him that Shamantakmani. And telling that this is the friend of
Kaustubha.
He remembers Krishna and gives so much Uddipana that Srimati Radhika bestows his whole mercy to Krishna. If anyone can help his Gurudev in this mood, that she should serve his Aradhya Devi, Dev, Krishna, then this is best service of Gurudev. I don't know why he did so mercy upon me that this last service he wanted some help that I may give him some Uddipana to go in his samadhi. So I think that I have done this by decorating himself, him by tilak. Tilak means sindoor,
and Kumkum writing here his name, and that mantra, how he can serve his Aradhya Devi?
What mantra was that?
I will tell you in another. It is not told.
Yeah.
When he was in this world, he told me to do sankirtan. I did kirtan, Sri Rupa Manjari. Say more sampad, say more bhajana. Say more abharana. This is very best sankirtan for Rupmanjari. Rupmanjari can lead us to this atlas of Shinji. So I saw that moment of his face sometimes colored with one thought, sometimes colored with another thought. At that time, when I told Sistai to do kirtan, I used to do this kirtan personally to him and also for my Gurudev. At the same moment, the melody within our Guru Maharaj. Also, I did same all these things what Swamiji ordered me for himself. I did all these things for my Gurudev also at the time of his samadhi. And I feel myself so fortunate, for this that he gave me. I remember